He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, and yes, the Texans continue to chug along with OTAs. And today the big talk of the town was the competition at linebacker. And that's because the Texans are carrying a few more linebackers than they normally do during OTAs. Reason why? Well, they didn't want to overuse Zach Giles as he comes back from his leg injury. So that means there are a lot of players out there competing for reps, competing for playing time. Of course, D'Amico Ryans isn't going to leave the field, but it's an interesting time for rookie Brian Cushing, for Xavier Deebee, and for Zach Giles, who are all trying to make sure they get starting spots. Now, it's also time for a player like Cato June to prove that he should make the roster, and he will have to do that by playing special teams. Here's what Coach Gary Kubiak had to say about the competition at linebacker and how the players are sizing up.
Well, obviously, Cushing, has the ability to do that. What we did with him initially, we put him, he's worked with the first group in base. We started him with the second group in nickel just to kind of not throw too much at him too quick, but he's caught up. No doubt in my mind that Zach, Xavier can do it, Kevin can do it. So, we'll put our two in that situation on third downs. You want your two best athletes out there being able to coverage and possibly do some rushing of the passer. So we'll see what happens. But right now, we'll be working with, D'Amico and Cushing and Zach and X are doing that.
Well, our team's going to be tough to make it at that spot. We have 10 guys out there right now. Normally you go to camp with 9. We're one heavy right now just because of Zach. We didn't want to wear Zach out in the OTA. So you got to make that decision as we get to camp. But it'll be very competitive. You normally keep, I've seen people keep anywhere from 5, 6 to 7, and a lot of times that depends on how much special teams they played. It looks like these guys are going to all play a lot, so that should bode well for the team.
Now, it won't be so easy for Xavier Deebee to regain his starting spot, and that is because he will be competing against Zach Giles for that weak side position. Zach Giles was the starting strong side linebacker, but it's seeming like Brian Cushing is going to get that spot. So it's going to be quite a competition between Giles and Deebee. We caught up with the DB after practice to talk about the competition and where he sees himself fitting in.
Oh, yeah, it is competition. That's just something that comes with the territory of playing football, we're making the team better. We're making ourselves better, and we're making the team better as well.
And how would you assess you've been doing so far?
I mean, I'm doing okay. I still have some technique errors here and there, maybe a mental error here and there. So I just got to take care of myself. I just got to take care of myself, and I'm going to take care of my responsibilities and just go out there and just play ball.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and